Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling with you. Glad to have you with us. Construction at the Topgolf Entertainment Venue in Rogers is entering its final phase, and that means there are jobs to fill. Hundreds of them, in fact. The Dallas-based company says it needs to fill 350 full and part-time jobs before opening later this spring. Available jobs include servers, bartenders, guest services staff, and more. Hired associates for the new 55,000-square-foot venue will receive a variety of benefits, including free gameplay, food and beverage discounts, plus medical, vision, and dental insurance, and a 401k retirement savings program. There's been no official opening date for the venue announced by the company, but we do know job interviews begin February 1st. Applicants are asked to register in advance. We've got a story with more information about that on our website, so head on over to nwabusinessjournal.com to find out more. After the break, an exclusive interview with tech guru Steve Case, who will share details about how Northwest Arkansas's startup community will soon get a boost from a bus. That's straight ahead on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security, Bank Better. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Washington, D.C.-based venture capital firm Revolution is bringing its Rise of the Rest bus tour to Bentonville as part of a week-long road trip through America's heartland. Starting April 20th, the tour will stop in Wichita, Kansas, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Bentonville before heading to St. Louis for the final day. In each city, the Revolution team, including Chairman and CEO Steve Case, will meet with entrepreneurs, local business and government leaders, and startup ecosystem builders. They'll also award one lucky startup in each city an investment of $100,000. The goal is to highlight emerging startup ecosystems and place investment dollars in overlooked areas outside the major hubs of Silicon Valley, New York, and Boston, i.e., the rest of the country. Case is a venture capitalist and entrepreneur who co-founded internet provider America Online in the 1980s. He launched Revolution in 2005 with the philosophy that great companies can start and scale anywhere. I spoke with Case earlier this week about the idea behind Rise of the Rest and the upcoming road trip that includes Bentonville.
Yeah, well, we started Rise of the Rest about 5 years ago, really, to shine a spotlight on cities that were rising as startup ecosystems and some of the companies, some of the entrepreneurs within those cities that we wanted to spotlight, kind of showcase to attract broader attention from the media around the country, but also investors, particularly investors on the coast. So that's how we got started. And we've launched now two funds to back these entrepreneurs, $300 million backed by some of the most iconic kind of entrepreneurs and investors in the country who really believe that some of the great companies of the future will not just be happening in places like Silicon Valley or New York City, which is where a lot of the venture capital goes today, but also happening in places like Northwest Arkansas. So that's why we're delighted to be there. The bus tour is a way just to kind of show directly what's happening, to use our bus as a way to convene people in different communities and try to further this agenda. And this is our ninth bus tour kind of road trip. So far, we've visited 43 cities all around the country. We're looking forward to being in Northwest Arkansas in April.
You're well-traveled. So I guess after 5 years of doing these bus tours, traveling around the country, are you making a dent? Are you accomplishing what you want to do? I mean, you keep going out on the road, so you must feel like what you're doing is impactful, that it's that important.
Yeah, no, I think we feel like we're making progress. I think the narratives is starting to change around startups developing other places. You know, last year, for example, we were pleased that 60 Minutes covered what we were doing and kind of showcased some of the momentum that was building. We are seeing you know, some more venture capital kind of funds happening in different parts of the country are seeing a little more focus of the coastal venture firms on getting on planes to visit entrepreneurs in other parts of the country. So I think there's progress. Maybe we're kind of at a tipping point, but we also recognize there's still a lot of work to be done to really build up these cities as stronger ecosystems, more supportive of startups, to attract more talent, who's either people from that area to get them to stay, or if they left, get them to return and get new people who want to move there and be part of these rising cities. So progress is being made, but we also recognize there's still a lot of work to be done.
You mentioned some of those iconic names, iconic investors. The members of the Walton family are some of the investors that are backing Rise of the Rest. So I know you're familiar with them, familiar with Walmart. What, though, generally, overall, is your familiarity with the reputation of Northwest Arkansas and its entrepreneurial community overall?
I have some familiarity. Been there a couple of times at the Bentonville last summer and also at the Heartland Summit a little over a year ago. And I've spent time with the Waltons and others talking about what's happening. And it's amazing to see what's happened, particularly in Bentonville, in terms of developing the kind of arts and culture scene, certainly, you know, Crystal Bridges and all the bike trails and parks that have been opened, and some of the development, you know, downtown, new restaurants, new hotels and so forth has been quite impressive. Kind of a lot of work in the last 5 years or so on what some call placemaking. I think the focus of the next 5 years is really on backing the startups that can really create the jobs, that can create the, you know, the momentum, and that's really where our focus has been. So I'd say what we've seen generally in Northwest Arkansas, but particularly in Bentonville over the recent years, through the work of the Walton family, as you mentioned, but also others as well, has been quite impressive, and it's really helped, you know, create more visibility, more momentum, more of a sense of excitement and possibility there. But the next step is to drive the creation of more companies there. And hopefully, you know, the next Walmart, the next, you know, Tyson's, the next J.B. Hunt will be there as opposed to be on the coast, which has been more common for the startups the last 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, that placemaking you mentioned, that's so important when you talk about what you mentioned earlier about keeping entrepreneurs where they are and attracting entrepreneurs to maybe new or different areas that weren't necessarily on the radar 20 or 30 years ago. And that's what they're trying to do in Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, question. You have to start by having a place that people want to live and raise a family and really want to kind of build a life around. But part of that also is being able to build a career around that. So you've got to have the job opportunities. What we've seen as we travel around the country is it's not just the job opportunities with the big companies, the Fortune, you know, 500 companies, certainly like a Walmart, which is plays a huge role, but also creating the startup companies and the smaller companies, some of which will end up being the big companies of tomorrow, the Fortune 500 companies of tomorrow.
As part of that stop in Bentonville on April 23rd, the Rise of the Rest bus tour will partner with the Heartland Summit. That's a two-day event hosted by Ross Duvall and the Bentonville Think and Do Tank, Heartland Forward. There's much more about the Rise of the Rest bus tour and a story on our website. We've got that posted at nwabusinessjournal.com. Other headlines you'll find on our website from this week: a drop in the grocery retail rankings for Walmart. Data science firm dunnhumby has published its annual Retailer Preference Index, which evaluated over 60 grocery retailers operating in the U.S. Texas-based chain HEB was the top choice among 7,000 U.S. households who were surveyed on grocery retailers' price, quality, and other variables. Trader Joe's was bumped from the top spot to number 2, and Amazon was number 3. Walmart's the nation's largest grocery chain by location and sales revenue, but it ranked number 9 on the dunnhumby Index for 2019. The Bentonville company's rating dropped from number 5 in 2018. And we're out of time today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.